sportsmanship, jokes, love, laughter, and fashion, all on this episode of the review on the ESPYs for 2017 show, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The number one song we have to have, right? Every sports guy, no matter which sport you watch, right, is in there somewhere, right?
AC/DC?
Yes.
Little Thunderstruck?
Definitely.
All right.
Hi, guys. Yes. Welcome. I am Tequila Jackson, and you can find me at Tequila_IM on all social media networks. And be sure to come chime in on the chat with us at YouTube on AfterBuzz or AfterBuzzTV.com. And my fellow host today with me is...
David Christopher, how you doing? You can also find me on that social web. Twitter, DPR Christopher, IG, David Punkrock Christopher.
So, how about we start off with red carpet? You know, that's what they did for pre-Grammy. Yes. The ESPYs. And so, let's start off with the hits. We have a couple of hits. For me, the Currys looked well together. Aisha stand alone on her own, and so did Steph. But together, they looked amazing. How about you?
I agree. I think so. I mean, he's usually well put together. So
yes.
I would agree with you on that.
Okay.
Definitely. I think also, which is stunning, I think caught a lot of people's attention was Michelle Obama.
Oh,
which
yes.
Is that black
definitely.
Dress, that outfit.
Let me take mine back. Let's put her up the top there first. Let's do Michelle Obama first.
Right,
yes.
Right.
And then we can say the Currys.
Right. Very, 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 again, well put together and just stunning, especially for an older woman.
Yes.
You know, she's...
And she was the surprise of the show, just to get into her essence a little bit, just a surprise announcer and giving out that award. And we'll get into that a little more, though.
Right,
but
right.
It's a good surprise. So how about Miss? We have some misses.
I would definitely say Russell Westbrook.
What were those green, gumpy looking like? And they said it was sweatpants.
Right.
I'm sorry, whoever the fashion designer is. I'm sure it's someone big, you know. But that didn't look good to me. And then
fashion
you mentioned...
Fashion, you know? Like, what is that?
Yes. And we know he has his own fashion style, which I'll give him kudos for, because he does stand out. And he's different with them. So I do like that aspect. But also... these V-neck shirts on the men on the carpet tonight too. I'm a little annoyed. Like they're a little too low. You don't have the cleavage. Leave that here for us.
The hamburger hanging out.
Thank you.
That sounds attractive.
Yes.
You don't like that?
No. So speaking of like the V-cut shirts, our next, I guess, red carpet miss to me was DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
Suit was nice, well put together on him. He cleaned up really well, but then. You have the white shirt underneath his jacket, and again, it's this V-neck.
Right.
And he has the tattoo under it, so I don't really know if it's the tattoo showing or if it's some chest hairs, too. Come on, guys.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. And then I guess one other notable standout to me kind of was Katie. He came super casual. Like, you came in sweats, a sweat jacket, and just a regular little tee. Like, come on, KD, this is an award. And you had the possibility of winning, in which he did, for best performance, championship performance award, and you hit the bomb. Like, you missed it because you didn't dress the par.
I mean, and sometimes I wonder, you know, you think that stuff's intentional, of course. One, I think it draws attention. Two, obviously, it's their character. You know what I mean? It's kind of
I didn't think about it that way. That's
right,
a good point.
You know? So, again, here we are talking about it.
Yeah,
so maybe,
very true.
Maybe that's part of it, you know? And then maybe sometimes they just don't care, you know?
That's true.
Some people are like that. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I would think the ESPY is a big award show. You'd want to get dressed up. You know,
I would, yes. Any time to really dress up that elegantly.
Right.
I think I would take a shot at it all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Why not, right?
And I would think, especially when it comes to Kevin Durant's ensemble, that's like when you want to be down and you're chilling and you're relaxing,
right.
You throw on some little sweats and a little tea.
Right?
Like, yeah,
just
it's like
out,
a normal,
know, like,
maybe not everyday attire, but normal, comfortable attire. So, yeah. But those were some good red carpet hits and misses that we have. So, and keeping on with just a recap of the ESPYs, it's always the awards, you know, just commemorating the life and legacy of those with us and those who may have not. So that's about, we start off with the Jimmy V Perseverance Award, little Jarius Robertson, the 14-year-old battling living disease.
Right. I mean, just there's something really adorable about the guy. I watched that, just kind of, you know, it's your heart melts for the guy. You know, you look at him, he's just so adorable.
I teared during his, just the story of it, 13 surgeries, 2 liver transplants, like,
that's
oh
crazy.
My gosh. That's and
crazy.
You started at that as a child, and he's 14 or 15 today.
Right.
And just to see his spirit is just still, he's awesome. So humble. He's very comedic. He's right, outgoing. Right. And you just see it's just infatuous. Right. Everyone he went to. So I enjoyed seeing that award given to him and his family.
I agree. And I think, like you just said, I think it's just, you know, the way he handles it, his personality, he just is so full of life and he has a good attitude about it.
He does.
And it's just, you know, gosh, that wears off, you know, and that, I think that's awesome. And he's a strong, strong young man. I agree.
Perseverance, definitely. For you to be 14 and have to win through that much so far in your life, that just, it humbles me. It really does.
Yeah, that little guy's totally cooler and stronger than I am.
And he was, he had so much swag. His outfit, his shoes, the little glasses, the way he was standing and everything, he just had so much swag.
Yeah, hands down, way cooler than me. So hats off to you, little buddy.
Yes, definitely. And keep persevering in all that you do. Definitely. You are an inspiration to all of us. So I guess the next one we can talk about is the Icon Award. And being here in California, Los Angeles specifically, went to Vin Scully, the Dodger baseball announcer.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
It's time. Can you imagine 65 years?
That's crazy. It seems like it's not like a part of my childhood being from Los Angeles, you know?
Right.
It's just so you get so used to hearing that in his voice, and it's like a natural thing. You know, you just, it relaxes you, you're comfortable. It's weird, you know, not hearing it. And it was just awesome seeing him again and hearing his voice again. It brings you back, you know, brings you back.
It kind of made me feel like, I know he retired October just passed, so I'm like, 65 years, and I don't know if it's because, you know, health reasons, or maybe he just really is tired, but no, you need to come back. You're a staple. You're more regular than the athletes who have played for the Dodgers over the last 65 years, so you can't retire.
When you think of Dodgers, you think of him, you know. That's it's kind of goes hand in hand, you know. And like I said, I think for a lot of people, it's just it just brings that calmness, that comfortability of, yeah, this is a Dodger game. This is a baseball game, you know?
And you feel like the home of it now altogether. Right. I don't know whose preceder is, who's doing the announcer now, but he really has some big shoes to fill. And, you know, I'm sure he's still keeping the culture and he'll make his own wave and way, but definitely big shoes to fill.
We'll see. It's very similar to, you know, like Chick Hearn.
Yes.
When he passed away.
Very true.
It's, you know, the same thing with the Lakers. You know? Yeah. So I think, there's, you know, it just kind of goes hand in hand with the franchise.
Very true. So. And I think the last one we can talk about, going back to the opening when we spoke about Michelle Obama, who was the presenter for the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage, and she gave it to Eunice Kennedy Shriver.
Right.
Touch on Michelle Obama first. Like I said, she was definitely a surprise. And the standing ovation. Yes, that was really nice to see. Welcoming, I'm sure it was for her.
Right.
I kind of don't get used to seeing her without president or former President Obama. So I'm kind of like, where is he at? Is he about to come out too? Are we going to see a video message of him or something? You know, it's always good to see one of them still out in the open, still coming in sports, especially because, you know, that was former President Obama's thing was sports. So back to the Arthur Ashe Award for Miss Eunice Kennedy Shriver, her Camp Shriver was amazing. I never knew the story behind it about giving those who have like intellectual disabilities the opportunity to come and train and compete for the Special Olympics.
I think just the whole message behind it, I loved it. I loved, you know, how the promo they put together for it, and, you know, just obviously the message itself is very uplifting. It's inspiring. You know, you can imagine probably what, you know, unfortunately what they probably deal with. You know. So that's probably going to be just crazy in itself, but the fact that they persevere and they're able to do something just so positive
Exactly, and still feel part of the world, you know, feel part of the mission of just being Olympians. Like, it's that's awesome. Amazing. I'm, you know, glad to see that her sons, her children are still keeping her legacy alive, but also the camp's legacy alive too, you know. That's really big shoes to continue to do, probably year in, year out, and if all the volunteers, teachers, you know, everyone, trainers that they have there, so that's amazing to see continuously as well.
I definitely am totally behind that, though. I think that's awesome, and that's something too that just shows, no matter what, you know, what hindrance you may have in life, or you may think is a hindrance, no matter what, live your life and just keep going, you know.
Great point.
It's awesome.
Inspiration all up in the SB show tonight, right?
I loved it. Positivity.
Exactly. Thanks in the chat, CJ Houston, thanks for joining us. He thought that KD's outfit, he didn't care about it. He says he's a champ, that's all he cared about, lol. So we can take that view too. We can grab you. He did. He said said, he just wanted to win. He got the award because he best performance in a championship. So I guess we can give him a pass on his attire.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
We'll take that one.
All right.
So how about we get into some of the winners? So any one of the awards that kind of stood out for you?
Well, I got to say, like I mentioned, of course, Cowboy Nation. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. So good old Mr. Dak Prescott.
Yes.
I was very happy to see him win that award. And for me, you know, it's exciting to see, especially coming off of, you know, our up and down seasons we've had with Romo. You know, a rookie quarterback like that just come out of nowhere. Awesome.
So and like he said in his speech, he thanked all the vets for giving him that opportunity to just do what he do, play best, and to just pushing them in the forefront because, you know, as being athletes, you're it's a rookie, especially. You don't really get that time to shine.
It's so like, rare. It's very rare, you know?
And like, you have to prove yourself first number of times, and then,
Definitely. It's almost like a movie. It reminds me of a movie, you know? It's just out of nowhere he comes, you know, just off the bench.
Yeah.
You know, the star quarterback. Is injured or out, you know, and damn, man,
he just take over and star quarterback doesn't come back because Dak did his job. That's what they paid him for, so he went out there and did it.
I'm okay with that. Keep it going, Dak.
as the fan, right?
right.
And congratulations to him on winning that award too. Yes. Definitely. Any upsets? Like any of the categories that you kind of felt like, ooh, I thought this person was going to win, but someone else won it instead.
I don't know if it's, at least in my opinion, if it's necessarily an upset. I think to me it surprised me for the best, you know, female athlete with, you know, Simone Biles, which is defeating Serena Williams, which I thought for sure Serena Williams would have it. I felt like she's, you know, the vet, the fan favorite kind of.
I've seen a lot of that going on Twitter and Instagram that everyone kind of, you know, just assumed Serena was going to win it. And I actually was voting for Simone just because... For me, she reminds me of way back when I'm growing up and I watched the Olympics. And at that time, for me, it was Dominique Dawes. Okay. So not to take anything from Serena as well, because we know she's the best as the tennis player, period. But just for Simone to be just that young, I think she's 20.
Yeah,
and super, just she had 9 awards as an Olympian altogether. So part of the 5. That's just huge at 20 in life. Like
that's a breakthrough.
So
that's,
it really was. So I was... I'm glad she won. Congratulations, definitely.
Well deserved.
It really was. So, and then again, at the end of the day, you couldn't really. It's a hard. Either woman would never be disappointed at all, too. So if Serena wanted to, I still would be congratulatory and so celebrating Simone as well. But yeah.
On that note, though, I think it kind of is cool, almost like in the sense of like a passing with the torch. You know what I mean? Kind of like, I think that is.
I like that imagery,
right. I think that's really cool. You know, and she's coming to represent the new generation. And doing her thing. And she could be maybe a new, represent new image for a woman.
She really could, And you know, like you said, the passing of the torch too. You know, Serena's about to become a mommy.
Right.
And we don't know, you know, if she's going to come back and still feel.
That's true. It's very true.
That is where she needs to be as a mother, because motherhood can change a lot, especially in your career. So it would be disappointing, but you know, those things. So the passing of the torch imagery that you just put in my mind, I like that.
Right.
I really, you know, do like that.
It comes. That's what happens in circle life. You know what I mean?
It's very true.
You know, and like you said, again, she's going to be a mom. So for all we know, she might just be done with this chapter and be
she
ready
might,
to.
Might. Right.
You know, so. Yeah, we'll see.
And like Peyton Manning said, kudos to her for still winning and playing while she was pregnant.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of strength for you to play while you're pregnant, I'm sure.
I can imagine the emotions in that one.
Like, yes.
Is that the hormones?
But you know, like... then you go and take it out on the tennis court.
Exactly,
so here.
Exactly.
And she has a rack and a ball, and she just went to work with it. So,
perfect,
yes.
Perfect thing.
Exactly. So, if I can kind of jump in there, for me, it was... the best record-breaking performance, and the toss-up in my mind, I was like, Michael Phelps, or Russell Westbrook. And I kind of thought Russell was going to win it. Not to say disappointed for Michael at all, because just his life story and his trials, his triumph, and then him coming back to win again and even beat his own record, like that was phenomenal. So kudos to him, and congratulations on winning that award.
I agree.
And then I felt like maybe... Russell, I don't want to say redemption, that's not the right word, but Russell got his time to shine because he's now the best male athlete of the year.
That's
so it's like, okay, that can even it out, definitely.
I agree. I think it all worked out well. And you know, to touch back on Michael Phelps too, to say, you know, obviously he's you know, most gold medals, Olympic athlete. I think his award is well deserved. Like you said, his story is, you know, it's impressive. And then,
yes,
too, I mean, yeah, I think it's just they both win. You know, they both
win. Definitely.
So I think, yeah, worked out, yeah. So.
And I love just the ESPYs because you see all athletes coming together to, right, support everyone, you know.
Right.
You don't really see, you see the sportsmanship of the show.
It's very true,
excuse me, of being an athlete. We don't always see that on the field or on the court, you know,
right,
which we complain about here or there for whatever reason. But on nights like tonight, we get to see everyone laugh at everyone, everyone congratulate everyone.
It's just about what you do on the court, the field, whatever, you know, that's
exactly
kind of put aside, and you're here to celebrate that and just have fun with your peers. And you know,
and just like Michael Phelps said, he congratulated all the other guys that were also, right, in the nomination for him with him as well. So I just love
respect. Yeah,
yes,
respect,
exactly,
it's,
exactly,
it's class. So
I think the last thing for me was the best team category.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
I don't want to outspeak, so I got to bring that up again just so I make sure I'm giving the right information. But best team category, we do know that the Golden State Warriors won it.
Right, right.
Well deserved, not taking, true, anything away from them at all.
Right.
However, comma, soon as I find the category, yeah, it was... It's not coming up, so I'll skip to that. So let me just say, if the Chicago Cubs were in that category and they didn't win, that was my only downfall about it, because just the redemption of 108 years as a franchise, as a sports entity, you were waiting as a city,
right,
for one of your sports teams to win something.
True,
like,
true.
Or well, let me say not win something, they were waiting to be champions. So, yeah.
And the last time you probably had a champion in there was what? The Bulls, probably, right?
I wasn't thought of in creation,
yeah,
so, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean,
but
yeah,
no,
so,
yeah, I don't think it was, yeah, that. So, I would have loved to see them just continue on. Shout out to Bill Murray and his, like,
right,
30-minute,
right,
skit. And
I'm a Bill Murray fan, so I love that. That was great.
And him coming through on that, right, yeah.
A little champagne action going on there, like that.
The parade's still,
right,
going on,
right,
for,
right,
him,
right,
in his life, because, like, you know, we even seen it. If you watched any of the games, he was there faithfully.
Yeah.
He was being interviewed every game,
right,
because growing up in Chicago, for him, that was what's in his blood. That's what he knew. And so he felt that burden as well of getting close but never making it happen.
Right.
So
the curse.
Yeah.
The old curse.
And I was like, okay. But I did want to see at least Chicago Cub player, front office, management, somebody come up with him at least. Well, more people just come up, because I feel like we were just focused on Bill,
right,
and yeah, as a fan,
right,
and as a supporter, okay, great, but you know, this is about,
well, they had
the,
you know,
athletes.
They had David too, which played that whole mop the floor role.
But he
know.
Came in like 10 minutes after the,
true,
janitor.
Yeah.
Like, we were already like, okay, so Bill is the team. He's the spokesperson,
right,
for the Chicago Cubs. Kudos,
right,
but no, it didn't take away from,
right,
popping champagne on the stage. Still,
yeah, that was great.
The,
mean,
party continued.
Yeah, classic Bill Murray. You know,
yeah,
so, yeah, that was funny. That was funny. Kudos, Bill.
Let's get into Mr. Peyton Manning.
Yes, yes, I'm impressed. I thought he did well. You know, I think we identify with Peyton as just being an awesome athlete, of course.
Right.
You know, not so much like the comedic,
yes,
actor, funny guy, you know. So I thought he delivered well. I thought he was going to be a little more, I guess, try, you know, like we're saying,
yes,
try.
Yes, I did.
But I think he delivered well. I mean,
he did phenomenal to me. Like, just because I really was like, okay, Peyton, really? Like you said, I thought he was going to be just dry,
right,
and like that slapstick comedy where we're like, okay, come on, get
like
to the next presenter.
Like.
Exactly. So, like, yeah, no, but he did phenomenal. He kept the crowd entertained.
Right.
He didn't shy away from those hard jokes, like the Katie ones, the Ryan,
right,
Lochte,
right,
one,
right,
like even about the Knicks. And most importantly, himself.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I mean, you know, you gotta have a sense of humor with all this kind of stuff.
Right.
You know? And he was taking jabs and stuff. And at the same time, he was also making fun of himself.
Yes.
You know? And like we're saying, that's the thing, I think, especially at the awards show. It's time to have fun. Don't take it so serious. You know what I mean? It's all good fun. And I love that. And I love the whole poking fun of, like, you know, the sponsors, throwing the sponsors in there. Like, that was hilarious. That was a good touch. The Aflac duck. I mean, that was
phenomenal.
Yeah.
'Cause I wasn't expecting, like he said, and being the duck, if it right. if it would have quacked and said Aflac, I would have cried. Like, exactly.
I totally agree with that.
You know, when we were talking pre-show, you said a comparison between him and Aaron Rodgers. Do you remember what you said? Because I was like, "Ooh, that was a really good point."
Ooh,
do you remember?
Oh, still continuing to compete with each other even after retirement.
That's what you said. Yes, right, exactly. Right. Because now, well, at least for Peyton, his retirement, and like he said, he has to go against him in the commercials and what insurance he's going to go or try to win too. So yeah, I thought that was pretty funny too.
And for me, Aaron Rodgers, man, he's, you know, he's always hard on my Cowboys. So he's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, he didn't really kind of seem to get those jokes either. Right. And there are a lot of memes going on with him, but more so Kevin Durant too tonight because of that one joke.
Kind
of
hard.
Yeah, but it laughed, and if your mom's laughing next to you too, like you gotta laugh about it. Yeah,
he didn't see his. He was his face was just
not at all. So you know, you kind of seen Peyton kind of look at him like, "Oh, was that a good one or was that a bad one?" But he kept it moving along. Right. Everybody else laughed, so he wasn't alone.
Last year's host, John Cena, which you saw him, he poked fun at John Cena as
did.
And I call him a real athlete. You know, I thought that was great as well too.
It was, and John Cena, he did good last year too.
He did,
even this year, just. What I wanted to say. Oh, Rick Harper too. Him and his wife look great, or his companion. No, I'm sorry, but they look great too. Best dressed.
Nikki Bella, right?
Yes. They looked good as a couple too together.
Yeah, that was sharp.
Really good.
Very sharp. Yeah.
But yeah, and let's see, Peyton. Yeah. So was that anything else that I missed that you might have want to speak about or talk to?
I thought it was a great show. I love how they mixed in, you know, obviously it's about the awards, but you know, great thing about the ESPYs, it's not just the awards, you know, you got like the segments in there, the comedy, you know, obviously you got, you know, those touching moments, inspiration, you know, and then you got things coming up, you know, kind of building up for upcoming seasons, like different athletes, of course, you know, like the jabs that you're taking, like with the players and so, I mean, there's just so much packed into it, and it's just, I think it's fun and it's exciting, you know, and it's one of those things that, you know, you just want to keep watching.
Always. And I didn't really know, a shocker, it began in 93, as Peyton said. So I was like, wow, okay.
25 years.
Yeah, exactly. Happily 25 years. Let me go back because I just remembered one other category was best coach. And it went to St. Anthony's coach.
Hurley.
Yes. And Jersey City, New Jersey. Yes. Which surprised me. And I was actually glad to see, because now you have the high schools. We never really see or hear about, you know, those are the ones that are presented to us about the athletes who are in high school that win these awards, and even some of the college ones too, you know. We kind of mostly focus on the professional athletes, so just to see him win that award, and like he got up on stage and was like, wow, this is amazing for him to be up there and representative of just high school athletes, coaches, period.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was a great one too for him to win an award to post for us all.
That could open a lot of doors, you know. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And obviously it puts high school kids on notice now, you know, just a lot more. Again, you know, that's something that I think that nowadays is great. I mean, it's just now just focus is everywhere. There's just so much, you know, it's media out there. Just now it's getting younger and younger, and I think that's cool though. I mean,
definitely, you know. And when they played his show, not his show, but his recap, and just his history of being that coach and just what he's done for the kids, the community, it's amazing too that he's been offered to, you know, coach at higher levels, collegiate level, the professional level, but he still stayed there because he wants his impact to be on the child, on his athletes, to be on student athletes more importantly.
Right.
And I think that was phenomenal too, because you see his passion. It's not just for the dollars, just not for his career and seniority or whatever. Like when you're touching a young man's heart or a young woman's heart, and you're helping build them up as a person, as that athlete, as that student, they're always going to remember that. So I don't think you can put a monetary number on the upbuilding of the youth.
I don't think
you can do that. So,
and it just shows you that, you know, his he's pure for what he's doing.
Yes.
You know, his head's in the right place. Yeah. His heart's in the right place. And like you said, just to help these young men coming up. I mean, you never know what their backstory is or what they're going through. And just to have a figure like that could just be a life changer. Not even
and
just
I'm
in
sure
sports,
it is.
But,
yeah. Know,
right.
For so it to think, come. Even when they begin to have their families 25 years later.
Right. So, yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we hit on tonight. You agree?
I agree. I definitely
Did
agree.
Did we miss anything on your list?
Not that I'm seeing. I mean, of course we have the Patriots Falcons, you know, of course.
Oh,
everybody
yes.
knows about that one. The best game.
And, you know, that was sad because you had to, when Peyton was in that retirement home, you kind of relive the whole game again. Right. And I'm from Atlanta, and a Falcons fan.
Okay.
And I went to sleep. Like Peyton said, like, oh, it's game over. He wanted to watch HGTV. And I was like, oh, game's over. I went to sleep. We didn't worry about it. We were going to wake up. I got to have a parade downtown, Peachtree Street. It was going to be amazing in Atlanta. And I woke up like,
I was actually at a buddy's pool party, you know, and, you know, about the same thing with you. I was like, oh, the game's over. You know, I'm out by the pool hanging out, whatever.
Right.
Next thing I know, I'm like, wait, whoa, what just happened? Like, what is going on? You know?
See, I'm glad actually I didn't get to see the end of the game because I might have been up really mad all night long and might have been late for work the next day and everything. So I'm glad I just waited to see. Yeah. I like to have it be mad throughout the rest of the day. But, so we'll give it to Patriots.
Right. That's, I mean,
Peyton
again,
said, we're going to come back. He was right.
Hey, but yeah, hats off to the Patriots. I mean, come back.
That's, yeah. And I mean, you have Bill Belichick, like they always say, and Tom Brady, the dynamic duo. Like you can't ever really put
there's air in the balls this time. So it counts.
Good one. So, I like that one.
You know,
so you can't ever just count them out though. And we see that comeback that they did. So, and then one last kudo I wanted to give to also, I just scanned over it. Roger Goodell. So the New Orleans Saints are giving Jairus Roberts the Jimmy V Perseverance Award winner, $25,000, his family to cover his medical costs. Right. And Roger Goodell is going to match the Saints $25,000. So kudos to Roger Goodell.
Yes, hey, that's awesome.
Congratulations. Awesome. And hopefully that lifts some off the medical burden off of the Robertson family and just some of the stress that they, I'm sure, have went through over the last 14 years. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Hats off to you. Awesome, man. That's good. And then again, yeah, like you said, I think all in all, I think it's just a positive, uplifting message and good story, and I think that was overall just the show.
We'll say thanks again, Peyton, for keeping it entertaining. I'm so I don't want to say surprised, but I'm just so glad because you know when you have something, your mind thinks one thing and it completely flips.
Hey, I'm right.
Peyton
with
did
you.
That
I'm right
tonight, and I'm so glad. Like I, even just now as a person, like I'm with you, Peyton. Right. I'm with you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for chatting with us today. If you have any other questions, please feel free to come into the chat. We'll answer them if we can on YouTube at AfterBuzz TV. Please be sure to follow us at AfterBuzzTV.com. Again, I am Tequila Jackson. You can follow me at Tequila_IAM.
And I am David Christopher. You can follow me at DPR Christopher.
Thank you again for tuning in. Have a good night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.